Jamie Brennan, Donegal are fresh off a Division 2 league success. The Ulster Championship comes thick on you after that now. And it's all about Derry, the reigning provincial champions. So how are you feeling about the head of that one?
Yeah, it's just it's came around the corner rapid, you know, since Christmas. It's just happened so quickly. You're week on week nearly, and you know, that was the main points for one of the main or the key points for the year, was get back in the Division One, you know, playing against them top teams. So that's the first thing stroked off the list. And you know, 3 weeks is, it doesn't seem like much of a turnaround, you know, it's rapid, but you know, all the focus on that now and just making sure every man gets the body right and hopefully put our best foot forward for that.
Yeah, has it been frustrating so far this season, seeing all the injuries? Are you looking at it and thinking, God, if we've Conor O'Donnell and Owen Bann and all this, we'd have some team? Or, you know, do you just have to plough on and hope they get back and whenever they do?
Yeah, it might come across a wee bit selfish, but you're looking to just make sure you're on the pitch and you're training from session to session. You know, all the focus is just making sure you're available, making sure you're doing everything possible to make sure your body's right. And you know, those boys, they're running away on the sides and they're in the gym and they're putting in the savage work, you know, and that doesn't go unnoticed too. So it's just a matter of trying to wean everyone back in, and you know, everyone's at different stages coming back in and trying to manage that, I suppose, from a management point of view, it can be difficult. So thankfully this year we can focus primarily on the football, which is huge.
Derry then, where do you see their main threats?
Everyone's seen them there against Dublin, you know, they've real solid performance, you know, the pace around the team, some really attacking defenders too. You know, you have Conor Doherty and McKinless a wing back, and then you have Carl McCluskey a cornerback, and McAvoy banging in goals. So they're all heavily part of it, you know. So it's just, you know, keeping an eye on from all parts of it. And I suppose as a forward, you have to make sure you're tuned in both ways, you know. It's a big part of it now, so that'll be a huge focus from my point of view anyway in the forward lines, just making sure you're on it defensively, I suppose.
Yeah, that's not the way it's meant to play out, is it? You're not meant to be chasing Conor McCluskey, but the way he's been scoring goals, you can't let any of those boys off the leash.
And that's it, you know, they're given that platform. I suppose that's the way Gaelic football's gone there. There's numbers on the back, but how much do they really mean now? You know, you have to be able to do it both ways. And you see that, you know, players coming up from cornerback and wingback, and you see even Patter there ourselves, a cornerback, he scores 5 against Kildare, you know, and that's some kicking for, what they say, a cornerback. You know, it's just the dynamic of the game and the way teams ebb and flow, and it's just a matter of making sure you're in the right position, I suppose.
Yeah, Ulster Championship, you know, it's a big prize to get through this game. And you know, we don't know whether it'll be Tyrone, Mullen or Cavan maybe in the next round then, but you know, to advance through, you know, you've got momentum building behind this team. You want to get that other game in the Ulster Championship, don't you?
Oh, definitely. And you know, Ulster Championship is massive, you know, for anyone that plays in Ulster Championship, they can tell you now how important it is. And trying to get that sort of cohesion and get the whole thing rolling in one direction, you know, be huge. So it's just a matter of trying to put in massive performance and see where that takes us against Derry. You know, we're going into Celtic Park, so you know, we have to be ready.